This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I don't know if you've ever thought about your body as a giant juicing machine. It's a juice extractor from the food that you eat. And what's it trying to get out of the foods that you eat? If you think about it, the big categories are, of course, for energy, you need carbohydrates and sugars. You know, you need a certain amount of protein, which are very big molecules, long molecules. You need lipids or fats for many different biological functions. You need minerals, which are catalysts for enzymatic reactions and biological functions. But then you also need the phytochemicals or the phytonutrients, also called plant-based nutrients. These are things like curcumin found in turmeric or the anthocyanidins found in various fruits or the pigments in plants, all of which are medicinal in various ways. Now, these are typically, well, some of them are medium-sized molecules, some of them are small, but they are extracted differently from most other things. They are extracted in, a lot of them are water-soluble, some of them are very soluble in the stomach acid that you have, which is partially hydrochloric acid, but mostly still water, believe it or not. And these are pulled out of the plant fibers, and then when they go through your intestine, they pass through your intestinal wall and get into your bloodstream. So the way your body actually gets nutrition from plants is that you eat them, right? You chew on them, you physically break them down, and then you have acid and you have bile and you have these processes that extract these nutrients from the foods, and then these nutrients go through your intestinal wall into your bloodstream. And what's left behind is what you eliminate through bowel movements, namely the fiber, but also a lot of heavy metals stay with the fibers in many foods. So you pass those out. You pass out a lot of minerals because minerals are very hard to extract from foods. And so you're actually passing out a lot of fiber and mineral substances that you do not absorb into your bloodstream. But the things you don't want to lose through bowel movements are the phytochemicals, the phytonutrients, many of which are vitamins, by the way. You know, different kinds of vitamins are manufactured by plants. For example, vitamin C, often called ascorbic acid, but in a plant, it's a more complex group of compounds, some of which are like ascorbic acid, or one of which is ascorbic acid, but there are other compounds that go along with it that make up what you might call a full-spectrum vitamin C. So why am I saying all of this? Well, the answer is because your ability to absorb food, nutrients, depends on your digestion. And it's not just the acid extraction or the absorption. It's also the fact that the gut bacteria in your body function as nutritional transformation organisms. They transform nutrients. They actually eat certain nutrients that you are eating, and then they produce byproducts, which can be themselves other vitamins and other nutrients. And so the nutrition that you're getting is not simply what you're eating. It's also what your gut bacteria are making. And what this means is that if you take antibiotics and you destroy your gut flora, you are destroying your own internal nutrient manufacturing factories. Those bacteria are literally making nutrients for you. They're making vitamins in your gut. And that's if you have healthy bacteria, healthy colonies in your gut from good probiotics and a good diverse diet and so on. So antibiotics kill you from the inside by killing the organisms that are making the nutrients that your body needs. Now, the other side of this is that if you have bad gut bacteria, and how do you get bad gut bacteria? Well, from taking antibiotics is one way, and then what repopulates your gut after that may not be very healthy. But you eat a lot of processed food or a lot of unclean food, you can get bad gut bacteria, and they start manufacturing poisons and toxins in your body instead of manufacturing nutrients. And there may even be, there's some evidence for this, that there can be transgenic effects from GMOs, where you know how GMO corn manufactures a toxin called BT toxin in every grain of corn? Because there are certain genes inserted into the corn crops that make this poison that poisons the pests that try to eat corn. So it becomes its own pesticide in the corn. Well, there's some evidence that if you eat this, there could be rare but true transgenic effects where the genetic code, genetic instructions get inserted into the bacteria strains that are in your gut, where your gut begins to manufacture pesticide poisons inside your own body. Now you're absorbing all of that stuff because it's going through your intestinal wall. So your gut bacteria is determining whether you're making and absorbing either nutrients, i.e. vitamins, or poisons because of the potential transgenic effects of genetically modified crops. In other words, your gut bacteria could be either working for you or working against you. And there have been cases, just as a wild but true example of this, there have been cases where, I think this was a woman, she, every time she would eat carbohydrates, she would ferment alcohol inside her own body, in her gut, because she had the appropriate yeast strains in her large intestine. She would literally ferment alcohol in her body and she would get drunk from eating bread. Yeah, I know it sounds incredible, but it's true. You can look it up. I think we may have even covered that at naturalnews.com at one point. This is key to understanding everything. That it's not just about what you absorb. It's about what you're making inside your own body as well. And that's really, really crucial to understand because this can change everything. So stay informed. This is Mike Adams here at naturalnews.com. Stay informed, learn more at naturalnews.com or listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close. to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.